For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, where there's a ballot initiative, number 44, up in Colorado that would legalize the possession of 1 ounce of marijuana. There was a debate held last week between Mason Tavert of SAFER and DEA agent Jeffrey Sweeten. The first voice you hear is Agent Sweeten, followed by Mason Tavert.
I'm willing to stipulate up front that alcohol causes a lot of problems in our society. But this amendment is not about alcohol. It has nothing to do with alcohol. SAFER constantly says, you've got your alcohol, give us our marijuana. But this initiative legalizes a dangerous substance. The next thing, my concern as a federal narc, is that the money used to buy these ounces of marijuana fuels organized crime and will continue to fuel organized crime in this state. And finally, hopefully what we'll get to in a little bit, is history shows us that what you do for adults greatly affects our kids. So as I'm not only here as a federal narc, but I'm here as a father, that you know what we do for adults and what the messages we send kids, they're already getting that message. It's bad for our kids, and history shows that.
I think it's interesting that Mr. Sweeten and other federal law enforcement officials continually talk about money that goes towards marijuana fueling organized crime and the problems associated with the black market. But what we're seeing is the only people who support the black market and organized crime are these very same law enforcement officials, because groups like ours and many around the country and many state and local officials have been trying to get towards a system of tax regulation and control, much like one that Mike mentioned here earlier. And it's been virtually impossible because of the efforts of law enforcement officials such as Mr. Sweeten. And we don't see why our country feels the need to, you know, our federal government feels the need to impose a marijuana prohibition on all 50 states without allowing them to experiment and try new things to see what might be a better system as opposed to this failed system.
Jeff?
Well, first of all, you know, we keep talking about tax regulation and control. The voters need to understand before they walk into the ballot box that this does not do that. And I think Mason will admit that to you. And actually, Mason and I have talked a lot about this, and Mason's honest when he says, you know what, we're not ready for that, that we would not pass this initiative if we tried to include taxation and control, just like you said, Mike. So I think that's an interesting point. And the second point is, I'm a little lost on the fact that we support the black market, because, you know, several weeks ago we did a press conference on just another violent marijuana slash ecstasy organization.
Well, we're about out of time. I want to interject a thought here. The reason that these drug organizations become violent gangs is because they have no recourse to the law, thanks to good folks like you, Agent Sweeten. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.